What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, Mobile Sports Medicine Units. I've got Keith Shireman and Sean Reedy. Both of them have been on the podcast before. Sean is doing some real cool stuff with recovery, but he's also my friend that works with rodeo. And we were just talking, he's about to spend 16 days at the National Rodeo Finals in Vegas, but he's lived almost an entire summer out of a trailer. So I couldn't think of anybody better than Sean to help with this interview as we're talking to Keith about the mobile sports medicine unit he has created. I'm your host, Jeremy Jackson. I got a couple of my students here with me today. And so they're always here helping out, and I appreciate all the work they're doing. This episode is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers. Again, sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers. All right, Keith, thanks for working through the technical difficulties and not giving up on me. So, Keith, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for not giving up on me. I've had trouble with computers and at school here, too, so I'm glad we can get to do this finally.
All right. Keith sent me some videos. He has them on his YouTube. I have them linked here in the show notes. Again, this is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers. So there's four videos that he's done walking around the trailer inside, outside, showing the truck, the different things like that. So essentially what it is, Keith, you said it was a 20 foot trailer?
It's actually a 28 feet.
28 feet. Okay, I thought it was bigger. I thought it was 26, but I was like, no, it seems really big. But so you got a 28-foot trailer where, you know, you would normally see a moving company, you know, have that kind of trailer to put stuff in. So he's got a 28-foot trailer. Again, the pictures he's posted on his Facebook or Instagram or whatever, sporting that as a Batesville Pioneer. They're really cool. It looks really nice. It's really clean. So he's got a 28-foot trailer that he's turned into a mobile sports medicine unit, and then the truck that was also donated. So, Keith, what's the specs on the truck there?
Well, basically, the truck is from a dealership here locally. We had the opportunity to go to them. I presented them with a package proposal on this deal, we're fortunate because the guy who owns the dealership, runs the dealership, is a former school board member. So that kind of helped us in advantage there. We came up with an idea to have the truck sitting out on the grass part of the football field to have in order to have more announcements made during the games, PR announcements basically for the dealership. We used the truck specifically for our for the home games for that, but for the road games specifically, our longest road trip is probably 2 to 2.5 hours away. If we get into the playoffs at that point, it could be a 3-hour drive. So, that's helped out greatly. I'm the only one who has the key to the truck. Our head football coach, who is also our athletic director, he rides with me, and we'll take the trailer to each one of these events, on Friday nights.
Okay. So Keith, you said you gave a proposal. Talk to me a little bit about where did the idea come from, and then we'll keep going from there.
Okay, so what I did about a little over a year ago, our 2016 football season, the interviews that you and I have done before with my background in motocross and doing sports medicine and motocross with those guys, I always had the idea, and I've always worked out of a trailer, and I thought that it'd be a good idea to have something like this at the high school level because we take so much stuff with us to the games. You can't put it all in the back of a pickup truck, and you can't put it all on a bus to get it there. So I came up with that idea in order to take everything with us. But at the same time, the head coach, who is, again, like I said, is our athletic director, we sat down and we came up with a good idea to help the school save some money. So basically we take everything, all the football equipment, everything that I use in that trailer, plus we have a little MTV that we use that runs off electricity, runs off batteries. We'll take it to load and unload everything out of the trailer onto the football fields. Because sometimes some of the stadiums we go to, we're not able to be adjacent right to the field where I would like the trailer to be in case I have to work on someone.
All right. One of the supporters, one of the wraps that you have on the trailer is like Bad Boy Sports or something like that, right?
No, it's Bad Boy Mowers. It's a company here in Batesville, Arkansas that they've always been very supportive of whatever we needed. They had helped us with an indoor facility that we just completed before school started this current school year. And they always said, hey, if you need anything else, if there's anything else we can help you with, let us know. Well, of course, coming up with this idea about a year ago after last football season finished, you know, 6 to 8 months worth of work, putting the proposals together and the artwork, everything that goes along with that, and then you walk in and you present the idea to them. The fortunate thing about that with walking in there is I gave the gentleman the proposal. He sat there for a couple of minutes and he said, would you have any opposition to us paying for all of it? And of course we said no. So they basically, with some other supporters on board with them, they paid for all of it.
Wow. So one of the reasons I was asking there, because did you say that the Bad Boy Mowers provided the basically the golf cart?
Yes, they don't make those the MTVs anymore. Those were left over from several years, but they still have a lot of parts that they keep out there at their factory. And anytime they need it worked on, new battery, whatever is we need on it, we'll continually get them fixed. They donated two of those to the school. I use one for all the games and for getting around campus if I have to go to the gym or somewhere else.
So we did a little bit of a walkthrough. Again, if you watch the videos at sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers, that'll have the show notes. Or you can look at Keith's YouTube channel, Keith Shireman. And he's only got a couple videos on there, so it should be pretty easy to find. You showed us the cabinets. Now, Sean, when we came out to your trailer, I don't remember seeing any locks on the drawers of the cabinets. Did you have locks, Sean?
No, there's not any locks on the drawers that we have.
All right, so when you're driving around, I mean, you got that big truck. So what is your what are the specs on the rodeo truck and the rodeo trailer that you're driving?
On certain trucks, we have a one-ton dually, 3,500 diesel. The one that I pull it with a sport chassis Freightliner, or the one that sometimes I pull, depending upon who's pulling it, because we all kind of rotate and switch depending upon the program manager that's utilizing it. But the one that I've pulled quite a bit this summer was pulled with the Freightliner sport chassis. It's a large, it's a small semi, basically. But it is a 42-foot bloomer trailer is what ours is. And with it's a gooseneck setup with the overhead area is kind of a changing area and whatnot. So, and obviously you can see that from the video that when Jeremy, when you and I walked through it, when I was showing the students that. So,
all right. So you said yours is 38 foot?
42 foot.
All right. So again, that is a huge trailer. That's roughly the size of a trailer someone would live in or something like that. All right. And so that's probably not feasible for like a high school or realistic for a high school. They wouldn't need that much room, right?
Absolutely not. That is more necessary to, obviously to the size and to the amount of people. And you saw some of the times that we got busy there with the Justin program. They utilize, we're at a rodeo sometimes where there's 90 treatments go on before and or during a rodeo. So, or 60 to something like that. Down there in Pasadena, I don't know how many we had, but obviously it wasn't that many. But you've got 5 and 6 guys in the back, 5 and 6 guys in the front, a couple bullfighters changing up there, you as well as your staff. There can be quite a few people in there.
All right. So, Keith, go back to your trailer a little bit. And I know we don't have the visuals right here, and it's okay because this is mostly an audio-only podcast. So, Keith, kind of just talk me through the main things that are involved in your trailer. So what does your trailer look like?
Oh, basically what my trailer is, like I said, it's a 28-foot. It's a bumper pool. I would love to have had a gooseneck. The gooseneck is going to cost quite a bit more in order to have that. For the price range, for that trailer, the trailer itself was about $16,000. And then, of course, with the wrap, you might as well add about $5,000, if not a little more, for the wrap and all the artwork that goes on the side of the trailer. The trailer itself basically is a race car trailer. Just like if you had someone going to your local racetrack, you can use it for car racing, you can use it for motocross, you can use it for whatever. There are upper cabinets in the front of it. There is a storage area just below that. I have brand new generator that was donated as well to go inside there that I use. We have it on road games, of course. It's got heat and air inside there. I've got cabinets set aside for it's a locker set aside, a cabinet for our doctors, our team doctors, to put their bags in there and that stays locked up, so no one gets to their items in there. We also have below that at the very bottom, there's a tool chest, and it's basically is a Craftsman tool chest. And I put some rubber matting in there just like you would if you're going to put tools in there. And that's where I have my tape, pre-wrap, you name it. You can see some of the videos that I have there where I pull the drawers out, where you name it, it's in there. I've got extra knee braces for linemen. I've got things for my athletes. I got oxygen tank. Again, you name it, I've got a stem unit there, fold down table that I can fold up. I keep so much stuff in there. It's basically just my training room on wheels, per se. The one thing that I am trying to work on for next year is a musculoskeletal ultrasound unit. I really would love to have that on the sideline or have that in the trailer for these kids, so I can try to keep folks from having to run off to the ER for getting checked out there from that standpoint. A lot of times when you're on the road, parents will go somewhere, they don't know where they're going, they don't feel comfortable, they don't understand what's going on. And if you can have everything there, and that's going to help them out in the long run, not just from this standpoint, from an athletic training standpoint, but from a financial standpoint as well. We've got, like I said, we've got two team docs who go with us home and away on road games. I also have parents who are great about donating their time. I've got x-ray techs, I've got ultrasound techs, you name it, ER folks. You know, their kids play ball here, they have played ball here, and they love to help out no matter what.
All right, Sean, if someone is going to start or have a trailer kind of like Key, so he's got a 28-foot, so maybe it's somewhere in that range, what are you going to say, this is what you have to have?
Oh, for me, there'd be a lot of things. But you can go really simple, and I've seen some trailers built up. I looking at the pictures of Keith, it looks like a race car trailer. Knowing a lot of people in race car, I mean, that's what it's set up like. I mean, you can see the toolboxes. It's pretty cool. You can go a lot smaller. You can go the greatest thing for him, though, is that he's got his athletic training room right there, and it's his home athletic training room everywhere he goes. But I mean, you can go, there's a lot that you need to put into it, and all depending upon what you're doing and what sport you're covering. Do you want a treatment table? Probably. Do you want storage? Absolutely. The big thing for me is I want things that double as not only storage, but also potentially a table. Something that I can utilize it for other things rather than it just being taking up space, being a locker or a cabinet. I can kind of fold it down for possibly another table or something like that. That's me personally, the stuff that I see in doing that. And I've talked to a lot of people about this because I know some people that that have built their vehicles, have almost in their like Ford Explorer type truck that they've set up almost like an EMS rig in there where you can stack multiple bags, like athletic training bags in there and even a stretcher if need be and stuff like that. So just kind of, I guess, working it how it works best for you and how best you work. It's kind of like when you design an athletic training room, you always look back and you go, man, I wish I would have done this. And man, I wish I would have done that. And that's the greatest thing about if you have designed an athletic training room, or if you designed a trailer like this or looked at a trailer like this, you can always look back and see good things that you probably could have done, but you never know how some of those things work either when you actually have them and you're like, oh, maybe that really wouldn't have worked as well as I kind of think that it would have.
All right, so
the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, I was gonna say. So you didn't answer the question. If there's one thing you're gonna put in there, I know you said cabinets that double. So like in the back, you had benches, but under, you know, those benches lift up, and there were storage stuff in there. So is that gonna be your one thing? Is, you know, everything has got multiple uses or what?
I mean, what are we working on? Are we doing football? Are we doing rodeo? Are we doing
probably sports? Realistically, in high school, it's mostly gonna travel with football, but Key said he goes to cross country meets and junior high football. You're probably not taking a trailer with you to a basketball game.
No.
In your high school setting, what I'm going to say is I want mounted tables that can fold up and then also give me space with regard to, so that I can then put in dummies. I can put in potentially, if you've got an electric cart, water cows, something like that. So you've got something that actually folds down. You can tape, you can do a treatment, but then you can fold it up. That would be my number one thing, because what's the first thing that you want to do is do an evaluation on an athlete.
All right.
But then you can also store there.
Good. Okay. I like it. Keith, what do you think is your favorite thing on the trailer?
Oh, that'd be a tough question to answer. Everything on it is great. You know, Sean brought up a good point. I mean, that's the one thing that when I looked at trying to design this trailer, what I wanted in there, I had to be able to have that table that will fold up and fold down. Plus, I also have a portable table that I take with me that goes on the sideline. So I guess my table is the greatest asset that I have in that training room, because I can do an evaluation. I can fold it back up. And when we go to and from games, it's basically stored, and it's not taking up space. I can put, you know, my cart in there. I've got a Gatorade sideline cart, the big cart on wheels that I take with us as well. All of our coolers, just everything that I need for an athletic training room, it's there. So I guess the table would probably be the best thing that I like the most out of that. So,
all right. So both of you, I think, are foolish, because neither of you said air conditioning. Right? Who wants to sit in a metal box in the heat and evaluate somebody? Because that's worse than being on the sidelines, right? So I would say working air conditioner would probably be my number one. Because, I mean, it was nice when I was in Sean's trailer there. The air was blowing cool. And so.
Well, now you just added about $700 plus running the lines to your trailer, though. So, I mean, come on now. We're talking about budget here, aren't we?
Window units. Or one of those, whatever they are, portable units. Okay. All right. So we got foldable tables that kind of double or open up for leave you more storage space, and they're still functional, but they can get out of the way, right? So the normal wooden athletic training table is just there, right? It's going to take up floor space, going to take up the middle, so you would have trouble getting the water cows and the golf cart in, right? So what else, Keith, would you highly recommend anybody who is considering doing this think about, plan, or invest in?
I think you really have to have a good plan in place. I mean, the one thing that we looked at that I sat down with my football coach / athletic director on was, you know, we're saving the school money. We're saving the school anywhere from $500-$600 every trip, every time we take that trailer. And if we can save the school money, that's great. I mean, we're taking, you know, my truck and trailer, and we're taking three school buses as opposed to three school buses with all of, now this is just for football per se. We're taking three football buses, and then I'm taking a school van, and then another coach is taking a school van with all the supply, with all the coolers and everything else in it, you know. So you wipe all those things out, you're saving the school quite a bit of money right there. I would have to say, look at that. That's going to be probably your biggest selling point, is how are you going to help the school save money? It's not just you want to build your program up. It's what can we do for everybody, not just one program as well. I mean, you know, you had mentioned we use it for cross country, junior high football games. I'll have it for baseball and softball tournaments that are here locally. Now, once they go to state, if it's feasible to where, you know, whoever's closer with soccer, football, soccer, track, baseball, softball, if they're close enough to me, I'm going to take the trailer there, especially like with track. If it's state track, we do well in all of our sports, so we have the biggest amount of kids for that, so I'm going to take it there. So it's an opportunity of what you can do for the entire kids. You got to sell it not just to the school, but you got to sell it to the community as a whole.
All right, so again, that is a big hurdle for some people. I just went and spoke with a dental company about how I would like to form a partnership. We had a kid in a tournament fall on the floor, break two of her front teeth, and so it's 7 o'clock at night. Where are we going to send that kid, right? And we just don't have a plan in place for that. Again, they're visiting team, so the parents just took the kid and went to wherever they decided. But if that happens here, I want to have a plan in place. So I went and met with them, and, you know, they seemed receptive, and they're like, yeah, you know, it sounds good. And we haven't finalized anything yet, but that's a first step. So I shared the thing that I gave, but Keith, talk to me a little bit more about how you involved the community.
The community has always been great here in Batesville. Of course, where we're at currently, you know, with the football program, with the other programs that the school has, they've been really good with community-wide support. Never had any issues with anybody not wanting to help out. You know, from my standpoint as the athletic trainer, I'm there for these kids. I treat these kids just like they're my kids, just like they're all my own son or daughter. My selling point is that when I take care of those kids. But when it comes to involving the community a little bit more, you can't go to the same person all the time and ask somebody for money all the time. That's one thing you can't do. You involve different people in the community. We've got different, you know, you're asking about having a dentist help out. Well, you know, we've had optometrists, we've had dentists, we've had, I've had dentists mold mouthpiece, custom mouthpieces for some of our players and for the whole team, you know, for a few years. We have an ENT that we can call. We have several people here. Of course, where we are here in Batesville, this is about a town of 12 to 15,000 people. And there are other smaller communities around where people come here to work. Bad Boy Mowers is one of the big companies. The hospital here is one of the other big companies. And there's a couple of other smaller companies that want to help out too. You'll have some small businesses that want to help out as well. And you need to make sure that when those people do offer to help out, you accept that help. You make sure once your season is over, you make sure you send them thank you letters and tell them how much you appreciate them. Because without that, you're not going to get continued support. That's just like, you know, if Sean is doing something, if he's got Justin or someone else on the side of his trailer, he's going to make it a point to go to that person and say, hey, I really appreciate what you do. I've already sent letters out and, you know, thank you letters and cards and things out to the people that have helped us out for football and especially with the trailers. I get on social media and I'll thank them, you know, on Facebook. I'll thank those folks because without them, we wouldn't be going anywhere. We'd just be sitting home, or I would still be using my pickup truck to pull stuff, haul stuff with, you know, we'd still be spending more money with the school, and then the school kind of frowns upon spending more money, you know, these days as it is. So, but once you get your programs built up, I mean, I think you really have to say thank you. You really have to appreciate what you have, because at some places, like you have mentioned, there are some folks that have trouble trying to even get that support. But you got to find a way, stick with it, believe in that plan that you have, and go from there.
Yeah, I think that's something I've learned is to say thank you. So it's not just the going and getting and asking for the money, but it's also the saying thank you that keeps them involved and just really shows gratitude. And part of that is from like Donors Choose, the grant organization, is you have to send in thank you notes. But like after we went and visited Sean, I printed off some of those pictures and then had kids write like a thank you note on the back. Right? And so I gave that to Sean when I went back up there and helped out. I'm not sure if Sean still has it or whatever, but you know, he knows it.
They're actually hanging in the trailer.
See, there you go. Right. And so every time he sees that or somebody else, he's like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know, and then, you know, obviously I share that on social media and people are like, oh, yeah, bring the trailer down here. I'm like, well, you know, and so those kind of things. I do have like a community partner in Pasadena Health Center. And I just this year or last year made one of those Shutterfly cards and said, hey, you know, thank you so much for everything you do. And I'm thinking about doing something a little bit more like one of those wooden plaques or whatever for them this year, because they've really been instrumental in helping with our CPR training. So I'm 36 years old. Probably in the last 2 or 3 years, I've learned to say thank you rather than just ask for things. And so it's never too late for anybody. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about the trailer and then in making it a reality. Sean, what are your other thoughts about the trailer?
The biggest thing is it's pretty cool. That's awesome for the kids at your school and the parents. They don't even understand how lucky they are to have that. I mean, they really don't, because I mean, think about even in some of the college settings, the places that you go and you don't have an athletic training room and you don't have a place to tape and you don't have a place where it's not 95 degrees and you're trying to tape an ankle or trying to do an evaluation or something like that. And just sometimes when you need to get kids out of the weather a little bit, it's a place that you can get a kid out if there's an issue. But I mean, for me, I think this is a very feasible option for people. It's just that they've got to like you said, find that backing and find the ability to do so. Because in all honesty, some of these trailers aren't that expensive. He has a really, really nice trailer there. He's got a, like you said, a race car trailer. They're built up a little, a very heavy duty trailer. They're built up to also carry a lot of weight. You can buy 20-foot box trailers for $5,000. And, you know, if you don't have the air conditioning, that's not the worst thing in the world. You don't have the nice metal sides. That's not the worst thing in the world. You've got just kind of wooden, that old plywood type side board inside of it, or the plywood board inside of it. It's not that bad. There's possibilities to add, make additions to those all the time. You can add a roof unit. I mean, you know, a nice roof AC unit's about $600 or $700. That's not a great expense, you know, down the road after you've made the initial investment in something. And you can continue to start working with like your wood shop or your different shops that you have there. The welding shop there at your school, potentially. I know a lot of in the rural communities, for sure, where I grew up, we had wood shop, we had auto body, we had all these different shops, classes that you could take, and getting those to start kind of working with you to help build that. And it doesn't have to be a huge investment. It can be a 12-foot trailer that once you clear all your stuff out, you fold everything down, and now you have a full working space. And like you said, you have one of those little roll-in units that keeps it a little cool and a little space heater for when you're sitting out there trying to work. The big thing for me is the storage. You want good storage. You want the ability to be able to bring your stuff with you and have it at hand when you need it. If you need tape, if you need supplies, you've got it there. The big thing for me is it's just like when we did a football sideline. I don't know how you guys do your football sideline, but my football sideline was set up the exact same every time, so then I knew everything was there. Have your trailer kind of set up like that, and so that then everything just goes straight to your sideline and comes right back in. That's the way that I look at those things, and I really like I like the aspect of trailer. I know I've talked to some people, they've talked about getting old ambulances and turning an ambulance into a like an athletic training sports med deal, because where was it? I think I like Craigslist a lot. And I think I saw one on Craigslist for like $2,000. Vehicle ran, the everything ran, ACs worked. You could plug it into a 50 amp or a 30 amp plug in. Everything was there. All you had to do was adjust it a little bit from being an ambulance to being now a sports medicine vehicle. I mean, there's a lot of possibility that you have there.
Yeah, I know Perry Dennehy, they have one down there where he works, and he was a firefighter EMS and an athletic trainer. And so he's been real instrumental in the AT's care program, but he has an ambulance that was donated and then they fix it up. So there is that option there. I mean, maybe you're working with the city or something, but, you know, or like you just said, Sean, there's a possibility for a smaller trailer, you know, a 16-foot trailer, whatever it is, you know, those are a little smaller, but still, if it's a starting point, you know, not everybody's going to have a $50,000 truck donated to their program like Keith did, but if you have a coach that's driving anyways, well, maybe, you know, you say, all right, well, coach, here, just put this on there to, you know, save some wear and tear on your truck bed and allow you to be more comfortable, whatever it is. So there's different options, right?
A lot of school districts have school district vehicles too. I mean, that can pull that type of stuff. You've got a lot of options there, and you don't have to jump. I think that this is a great idea, like I said, for people, because it you do have a home athletic training room. You have that place where you can take somebody and you can go about it pretty inexpensive, like budgetarily. So,
all right, Keith, what else would you recommend for someone that is looking to start this?
Well, I think Sean and I both have hit on points that, you know, you've got to have your main selling point for selling this to your school board, to your coaches, your community. You know, it's great. You know, the big thing now that a lot of high schools are buying are just like D1 schools having, you know, the big sideline tents, you know, on there. That's great. But I tell you one thing that I really proved a good point for having our trailer this year was I had an athlete that went down. He had a head injury last year. This year, he went down again. I bypassed the coaches. We walked right to the trailer. I got him in there in a controlled environment, quiet, away from everyone else, so I could do an eval, so I could check him for a concussion. He went back in the second half. We had about 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Got him calmed down. He was upset. Got him calmed down so I could do an evaluation on him, and that has helped out greatly. So as far as a major selling point is to be able to take care of your athletes and that your parents understand what you're trying to do. It's a great selling point. The parents appreciate it. We showed this off before we started our season. We have what's called a community pep rally, where the entire community comes out. I let the community walk through the trailer, kind of take a look at it, let them know, answer questions. For me, my salary, I'm half paid by the school and half by the hospital here in town. I even invited the board members from the hospital out and said, hey, come take a look at this. This is what we're doing. You know, you guys are on board with this. We're all on board. This is what we want to do for our kids. This is about our kids. This is not about one entity or one person in particular. This is about our athletes and what we want to do for them.
Right, in the beginning, you said something about you had been working like for 9 months or whatever to kind of plan and put this together. What were some of the things that you did to prepare like in those 9 months, right? It wasn't just like hey, let me call you on Tuesday, set up a meeting on Thursday, and then throw something together.
Well, it 6 to 8 months, you could say, you know, I worked on it for the most part, is the artwork, getting a picture of a trailer, drawing, you know, putting sponsors on there. Just to give them an example, I had an example of 5 different sponsors on a trailer, and wanted them to see, hey, this is what it looks like. This is what you're buying. This is the money that what you're going into this. This is what it's going towards. I also had to, of course, from my previous experience from doing sports medicine and motocross and even racing myself, you know, I remember the opportunities that people give you and what you can do for them. That's going to be your main selling point, you know. Every company has what's called co-op money for sponsorship, for putting an ad in the newspaper, things like that. Every big company has that, and they can use it. Maybe they're sponsoring a buddy league team during the summer. It's just whatever they want to put that money toward. That's up to them for their budget. They're budgeted so much for every year for that. So you can go to that company and say, hey, this is how much money I'm asking you for, which. What I did was I was going to ask for 4 or 5 different sponsors, asking for $5,000 a piece. And that would include covering, you know, doing the artwork, you know, the work, the wrap job that's done on everything, include all that. And that way you've got five different sponsors. This is, if they're not happy with where that logo is placed, we'll move it. You know, if they want to give you more money, hey, we'll make that logo bigger. That's not a big deal. We'll do that. But, you know, when we walked in, we had meetings lined up. I had already called myself, and the athletic director called companies, and we went to them. And, of course, it just so happened the first one we went to was Bad Boys, and they said, hey, would you be opposed to us paying for all of it? And we were like, absolutely not. And within 2 days later, they called us back and said, hey, we want to do this. We like the idea of what you're doing for the kids here in Batesville. And so it went from there. I already had the trailer picked out. I had looked at the trailer numerous times and was getting measurement specs, trying to get ideas of what I wanted inside there. Like, you know, Sean and I had mentioned, if you want it like your training room, you want it just like you want it on the sideline, you envision all this stuff and I'm excited about it. I mean, that's the one thing that I've always done is my coaches have always given me a hard time saying, hey, you're just giddy with excitement because of this. Every time you talk about the trailer, I said, well, it's an awesome thing because nobody's doing it. Nobody's out there doing this. I want to be a groundbreaker. This is not about me. This is about taking better care of my kids on the sideline, on the road, whatever I can do for these kids, and whatever I can do to promote athletic training as a whole, I'm going to do it. That's it. You know,
when you talk about when you show up to the game, whatever that it is. Let's talk about football. How long does it take for your setup on that trailer?
I try to get there at least 30 to 45 minutes before the buses get there. I always like to go early because I don't like showing up at the last minute trying to throw everything out. I want everything in place. Even though I've got heat and air, I'm going to sweat anyway. It doesn't matter. Just trying to get everything set up. But I want at least 30 minutes so I can at least get most everything out of the trailers out of the way so I can begin start taping and whatever treatments I have to do beforehand. I've got student trainers that help out, so I'll put them to work as soon as they get there. They know how I want the sideline set up, so I entrust them and show them at the beginning of every year how I want this done, because I'm the one who's got to go to it. I may have to say, if I'm on the side, if I'm out on the field, I may have to tell so-and-so, go get me this bag, this item out of my bag, or go get this bag, go get this splint. You know, so you want it set up the way you want it. So
I think he's right. He's doing that. I mean, that is being an innovator, Keith. It's pretty cool. There's a lot of different stuff that people could do with this. And there's a lot that's going to go behind it and background to go into it. But don't jump. My biggest thing would be don't jump into it. Take the time and think it out like you want to. Somebody that lived out of a trailer, you understand what that's like, is that it needs to be well thought out, and it needs to, and you're going to have things that you want to change. And I mean, hell, I even live in a trailer right now. So, RV trailer. So, I mean, you find those little things there too, that, you kind of understand that you want to change a little bit and adjust and there's don't jump into it if you're going to try and do it and you think this is a good idea. Just take your time and build it the right way.
Exactly.
So,
all right, Keith, if somebody wants to get a hold of you to ask some more questions, or maybe have you email them your proposal or the kind of like your mock-up of the trailer, so they wanted to see that, how are they going to get a hold of you?
They can actually get a hold of me if they want to. They can go to my Facebook page. It's just Keith, K-E-I-T-H, S-H-I-R-E-M-A-N, or they can email me at Keith, K-E-I-T-H, M-X-A-T-C, @yahoo.com.
All right, Sean, you talked about people who had changed their Ford Explorer or whatever into a semi-ambulance type vehicle. Where did you see that stuff?
Travis Chipman. He's an athletic trainer out of San Antonio. He's also EMS instructor, works at one of the high schools down. He's done that, and a obvious EMS background, a lot of stuff like that. He's basically, it's a really cool setup. He's taken is wood and built it. You could very easily get aluminum and do welded aluminum inside the back of his vehicle. And I think that's eventually something that when we were talking about it, how cool it was that he said he wanted to do, but I mean, he's got a spot. You hang his AED. He slides his bags under. He's got crutches. He's got crutch stuff sitting there. He's got his spine board that slides up and just flips right in a spot that's just the right size for it. I mean, it's a cool little concept because he does a lot of coverage where he has to go out, and then everything he has is there, and he just pulls it right out, and it's there. So.
All right, so Sean is kind of living the life of a gypsy right now, right? So he is, like you said, living in a trailer. He's driving
down
around
the
trailer. He's working one place and then another. And so Sean, what is the best way for somebody to get a hold of you?
Probably my email, SeanReedyATC. I all summer I've barely been on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, so. Email is about the best, and if I don't respond email back, email me again.
Yeah, so that's why I say he's been kind of a gypsy. He's been hard to get a hold of. Like, I mean, I got his phone number. I'll text him, or I'll tweet him, or email him, and like, oh, dude, sorry, I forgot. But you know, when you're living in the country, driving a rodeo truck, I mean, you know, sometimes you don't get signal, or sometimes you got a guy that was stepped on by a bull, and you just don't return that text. So.
It's so easy to, it's one of those things where you put your phone down at night because of you being in a performance and or something that you're doing, and then you check it and it's 11 o'clock at night in Utah too, and you're like, oh, I don't want to text all these people back, and then you don't the next morning, and I kind of feel bad about it some of the time.
Yeah.
All right,
so Sean Reedy, ATC @gmail.com. So you can hit him up.
Sean Reedy HXD2 on Instagram and Twitter, I believe.
Yep. I think it's Sean Reedy underscore ATC on the social medias, or at least one of them. Twitter, I believe.
I believe so.
So Sean Reedy ATC at Gmail or KeithMXATC for motocross athletic trainer, because we talked to him before about how he did motocross as a participant and as sports medicine as a motocross or motocross sports medicine as well. So some really cool stories there coming out of Keith. If you'd like for him to share with your class or just some of the short stories, reach out to him there. Again, if you're interested in doing the sports medicine trailer, I'm going to try and print up a sports medicine broadcast sticker and put it on, so you can put it on the back of your bumper there. Nothing big, no big wraps, right? Just a sticker so you can put it on there. So let me know and I'll print that out for you. Coming up in March will be the National Athletic Training Month. We'll be having giveaways all during National Athletic Training Month. I got some pretty cool stuff lined up already. Some are very similar to what they were last year. So sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/email list if you want to join the email list. And again, this episode of the podcast is sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers. All right. And I think it would be a great idea if you had some Frio hydration units that were branded, that you stuck inside of your branded trailer. So you could always check out Frio Hydration and put their units inside of your trailer as you take them the best hydration equipment in sports medicine to your games. So check out sportsmedicinebroadcast.com/trailers for any of the links for the videos or the ways to contact these super helpful guys, Sean and Keith. So for Jeremy, the Sports Medicine One Kids, Sean Reedy, and Keith Shireman, that is a wrap. Thanks, guys.